Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Today, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh will call for an expansion of summer school opportunities with hopes of serving 10,000 children with more than 100 programs by the summer of 2017. It's one of many issues Walsh is tackling recently. Another is prostitution. The city, led by the mayor, is backing a national effort to raise awareness about sexual exploitation. By bringing the problem of sex trafficking out of the shadows, the city and its partners aim to reduce demand for prostitution by 20% in the next 2 years. We spoke with Mayor Walsh in his City Hall office and asked why this effort for him is personal.
What happened was I saw a young girl, I didn't know her personally, but she passed away in Dorchester, and she had a drug addiction, and she was, you know, working the street, if you will. And she was being taken advantage of because of her addiction. And it really bothered me when I saw that, and I felt that it's something as mayor, I had the ability now, real concrete tools. I have an entire police department that we can get more involved and more engaged in this issue.
I would imagine that since you learned of that little girl, you become aware that there are a lot more women and young girls trapped in that kind of situation.
Absolutely, and I've had a chance to talk to some survivors, and they've told me their story, and they've explained to me, you know, the difficulty of getting out of that life and the fear that they had of their own lives. I find when somebody like that wants to prey on a woman, you know, go prey on me and see what happens. I mean, just, I'm going to use this office any way I can so that women don't have to feel unsafe, and as well as abolishing this industry.
You think it can be abolished?
I think it can be. The goal is to eliminate sex trafficking in the city of Boston and eliminate sex trafficking in Massachusetts. And I think we can send a very strong message. We can show other cities around the country a blueprint to a way of eliminating sex trafficking.
You've called it a worldwide crisis happening in our backyard that often goes undetected. Explain what you mean by undetected.
People don't pay attention to it. It's not infectious disease. It's not young people dying in the streets of heroin overdoses. It's kind of one of those crimes that hasn't always been, I don't think, taken seriously.
Of course, if you've been around long enough for years and years, you remember that Boston was infamous for the combat zone down near Downtown Crossing, where Johns seeking sex could pick up prostitutes right on the street outside of what were at that time a bunch of questionable bars down there. You must be thankful that that's all been cleaned up on one hand.
The combat zone's been cleaned up, but the trade has been pushed into the neighborhoods more. So I think that, you know, cleaning the combat zone's great for the downtown district, but it's just pushed the problem maybe even more underground in the neighborhoods.
You recently co-signed a letter with Attorney General Healey formally asking the website Backpage.com to remove its adult services section, Backpage, where a lot of hookups apparently take place. Why is it important for that to happen now?
Because, you know, one thing with the policing, it's hard to get the resources out there. And, you know, people can hide behind the webpage, and they can hide behind the computer. And it makes it a lot more difficult to try and go after this industry.
Some critics say the move to eliminate sex ads from Backpage, if successful, might move prostitution more back out on the streets instead. Do you worry about that?
I'm sure it might happen. That'll happen, but allows the opportunity to really enforce what we're doing with going after the Johns in the city of Boston, and allow us to continue to break these rings one at a time.
What's more important, punishing the women who sell themselves or punishing the Johns who are seeking the women for sex?
I think it's punishing the Johns and helping the women with treatment if they need treatment, whether it's counseling or whether it's addiction or whatever the case might be. Oftentimes when you see the arrests being made, these are men that are typically married, that live outside the city, that are coming in here and soliciting prostitution. And if I had my way, I'd put their picture and their address on the front page of the paper, and that would stop it pretty quickly.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.